Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
It's week three of the trial of Derek Chauvin for the killing of George Floyd, and the prosecution has been hearing from its final witnesses, with the defence case due to get underway. And it's been confirmed that the defence will be allowed to call Maurice Hall. Now, this was the man who was in the car with George Floyd when he was arrested. Minneapolis, where the trial is taking place, has been seized by fresh protests after the shooting of a young black man in nearby Brooklyn Center. Journalist Harriet Alexander has been monitoring the trial and joins me now. Harriet, you're very welcome to the program. Before we talk about the testimony given by the witnesses today and the stand, can we have a little chat about Maurice Hall? What was decided by the judge today in relation to this man?
Yeah, Maurice Hall is an interesting character, Cormac. He's somebody who the defence have been very keen to put on the stand, because he was in the car with George Floyd on May the 25th when they encountered the police. Maurice Hall also fled the scene 2 days afterwards. He gave a fake name on the scene, and that's because there was an arrest warrant out for him. So the defence going to try and use Maurice Hall to say, look, George Floyd was already in a lot of trouble. He had this history of drug abuse, which the defense keep on going back to. And they're going to try and paint Maurice Hall as being part of this.
Okay, so that'll be an intriguing piece of evidence when it finally happens. So far today, though, Harriet, the prosecution have called more expert witnesses to testify about how George Floyd died. I've been looking at the testimony given by the cardiologist, that expert witness, Dr. Jonathan Rich. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say, first of all, before we have our discussion. Here he talks about what he believes the police response should have been once it was clear that George Floyd did not have a pulse.
Once the officer announced that he did not have a pulse anymore, I think he actually said he does not have one, was the exact words. At that point, the immediate response would then be to not only relieve him of the restraint, but at that point, now you've got to start CPR. You've got to start immediate chest compressions, because we know that if you can get to a patient right away, even when they've lost their pulse, even when they've gone into a cardiopulmonary arrest, there is a significant opportunity to save a life.
And that's the cardiologist on the stand today, Dr. Jonathan Rich, giving evidence. What else did he have to say, Harriet?
So he is very much saying that George Floyd died not through problems with his heart, not through drug use. He's saying that it was as a result of asphyxiation. It was actually what Derek Chauvin did to him that caused George Floyd to lose his life. So it's been very helpful to the prosecution. And he's been an excellent witness, I think. He's been very clear. He's been able to talk the jury through exactly what happens to the body. And it's more power for the jury.
Yeah, even the snippet we played there, Harriet, was powerful. Dr. Jonathan Rich saying he believed George Floyd's life could have been saved.
Indeed. And I think it's also really interesting, Cormac, looking to what's going to be coming this afternoon. We're going to have somebody called Seth Stoughton, who is an expert in the use of force. The defense actually tried to prevent him from testifying because they said it's too much. They said it's going to be too much of the same. So they're obviously quite worried. And then it seems like they're going to conclude with George Floyd's brother this afternoon, Philanice. So it's going to be a dramatic conclusion before the defense start trying to prove that Chauvin did not cause his death.
Yeah, but they will start unrolling their case now, the defence, quite soon. We've heard their opening statement, Harriet. Do we know what direction they're going to go here?
Yes, so, I mean, we've known all along sort of the broad brushstrokes of their argument. And of course, it's been very difficult for them because they have the video. The argument all along has been from the prosecution. The prosecution are telling the jury, you can believe your eyes. Just look at what you're seeing. The video tells you all you need to know. The defense, on the other hand, are saying, actually, you can't just take this 9-minute clip. You have to take much more in context and a broader picture. So the defense's argument is going to be that George Floyd had a long history of drug abuse, that it wasn't asphyxiation that killed him, that it wasn't Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck.
And this has, I mean, I know it's being streamed on all major news platforms in America and throughout the world as well. An incredible amount of attention, media attention and public attention on this trial, Harriet.
It really, really does. Yes, you're right, Cormac. I mean, it's dominated the news coverage here. And of course, it flared up again last night because there was a shooting of a young man. A young black man was killed by police only 10 miles from downtown Minneapolis. His name is Daunte Wright. Mm-hmm. He was pulled over by police and he was killed in that altercation. And that is the last thing that the Minneapolis police needed. Because it's already a tinderbox, it's already a focus of national attention, and it's a potentially explosive situation.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Harriet Alexander, thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to speed on the latest in week 3 of that Derek Chauvin trial for the killing of George Floyd.